Mark, how are you kind of approaching having a number of these practice days kind of back-to-back before you get into a real busy stretch over the weekend?
Yeah, it's definitely different. But, you know, we've been having some good practices. We've been doing some things that are going to help our game. And, you know, obviously we're all excited to get back into playing a game. But, you know, these rest days you got to take to your advantage. And you got to work on stuff. You got to get better as a team. And, you know, the rest is not always a bad thing.
What kind of things do you like to focus on kind of getting into this stretch here?
You know, I think you focus on, you know, some more team-oriented things early, and then as the practices, you know, progress, you know, try to get a little more speed into your practice, a little more battle, just to make sure you're not totally getting out of it. You know, 6 days is a long time, but, you know, the coaches have done a good job at, you know, structuring our practices where we do have some battle, we do have some speed elements to it, and, you know, that definitely helps.
What are the challenges of being off like this and then looking to ramp it up with 3 games in 4 days once you do get going again?
You know that, you know, we've all taken this rest as a weapon here, and you know, the biggest thing for us is to just make sure we're taking care of our bodies, and we had a bunch of tough games coming up, and you know, we just have to be ready for them. You know, once we get back onto the ice, it's gonna be feeling good, and you know, the biggest thing for us is just you know, try to ramp it up each and every day.
But how much are you looking forward to having a game?
Yeah, very much so. You know, having this much time off definitely isn't a normal thing, but you know, we've all taken it to our advantage, and we've gotten our rest, and we've had some good practices, and you know, we're all excited to get back into a game form.
For as much hockey as you watch, we're a couple weeks into the season now. What's caught your eye across the league?
You know, I think it's any team can win on any given night. I think that's something that that shows, you know, there's no easy games in this league. No matter who it is, there's always going to be, you know, it's always going to be a battle. There's no, you know, there's no giveaways, and you know, I think that's what makes this league so good is each and every night you have to bring it, and you know, there's no game where you can have a night off and still get away with it.
Do you have a sense of where this team is at right now? I mean, obviously, so early in the season, but.
You know, I think, you know, we've made some progressions. You know, there's things we obviously still need to work on, but, you know, it still is so early. You just got to continue to focus on learning and growing as a team. And you know, the teams that you know, progress the most and get better and better each and every game are the teams that are going to be successful, you know, come March.
Is there a time in the season or a number of games in where you start to feel as if kind of you got a grasp on that it's not, something isn't a one-off or something is a trend or...
You know, obviously you pick up on things, but, you know, it's tough to say right now. You know, for this, in this league, you got to take it game by game, and obviously the end goal is the playoffs, but it has to be a game by game, you know, thought process. You can't get too ahead of yourself, and you have to just continue to focus on getting better each game. And if you focus on that and do your best each and every game, you know, the team will be successful.